Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome here in Jesus' name. So finally, I had to get up here again. It's worked out pretty good for the last little while. And this morning, our cats were sitting under our stove, laying under our stove, I should say. And they're allowed to do that on a rare occasion or for short times. And I thought about sending a picture to my other ministers and telling them I was just going to be under there with them this morning. But I didn't figure that would work. It wouldn't get me by more than about one more Sunday. So for the subject this morning I want to talk a little bit about wastefulness. And there's a reason I want to talk about that. The definition of wastefulness is useless consumption or expenditure, grossly extravagant, devastating, or destructive. So what does God say about wastefulness? Proverbs 18, verse 9, you can turn to that. Proverbs 18, verse 9 says, "He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster." And also Proverbs 12, verse 27. Proverbs 12:27, "The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious." So these verses condemn wastefulness, and laziness produces wastefulness. There's a story in the Bible about the prodigal son we know well, and it talks about him wasting his inheritance. I've got a note here about a... Let's see here. I'm not understanding my note here. Hold on. I'll get it in just a little bit. Here it is. So on the Proverbs 12, verse 27, I was going to read what the commentary said on that. "The diligent make wise use of their possessions and resources. The lazy waste them. Waste has become a way of life for many who live in a land of plenty. But waste is a sign of laziness, and it is poor stewardship. Make good use of everything God has given you." And in John 6, verse 12 says, and this is after Jesus had fed the 5,000. Said, "When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." And then I'll jump back here to Proverbs 21, verse 20. It says, "There is a treasure to be desired, an oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up." So I think God is very much against wastefulness, according to this. In Proverbs 21:20, "The wise have plenty, and the foolish waste it," basically. Now, you may be wise and not have as plenty as what you think you need, but there's a law that goes with that. We live in a country that is so easy to be wasteful. It's easy to have the mentality that we'll just buy another one or we'll whatever. We don't have much patience for something that don't work right. We don't very often make do without a tool or whatever. We get the right tool for the job, and that's the right thing to do a lot of times. Probably the right thing to do to just do without sometimes, or make do with what we have. If we buy a real expensive tool just for a short little job we won't need again for a long time, and it sits on the shelf from then on, it, you know, you decide, is that wasteful or not? At work, we like a chainsaw that runs its best. So after a year or 8 months of running, they start not running as good, and we get another one because we want it to run its best. You get it more done, and we switch out the chains before they're actually all the way wore out because we get more done with a new chain. And it feels almost wasteful if you don't do that because you're getting more production when you do it. Well, maybe we should run them longer. I'm not sure what all the answer is to those things. And we're all going to come out to different places on this stuff. We shouldn't be. Some people will run their stuff until it's wore out, and then they'll run it a lot longer. And there again, we're all come out different on stuff like that. The point is, we should not be careless with our stuff. We shouldn't be careless about it. We need balance. I was with somebody years ago. We went through McDonald's drive-through, and they ordered a meal, and it come with fries and whatever. And they didn't want the fries, so they just threw them in the floorboard over there. And I thought that was pretty wasteful and trashy too. The reason I'm talking about this today is, a couple months ago, I was at work, and I was out cutting. I had a fairly new saw, and we didn't have any spare saws. So a week or two before that, and chainsaws are actually hard to find, if you can believe that, if there's actually that many people that want to run one. I finally found two chainsaws up north somewhere, and I bought them online. I bought these two so I would have extra chainsaws. I didn't want to run out because I couldn't work. So anyway, I was out working. I had a fairly new chainsaw. I had these two other new chainsaws in the box, and I planned to leave them in the box for as long as I could. So anyway, my saw, I don't know how to explain this without going into a lot of detail, but there's a certain way, if a tree leans back and you cut the one side on the front hinge, it will fall down over and then roll around and fall where you want it to go. That probably don't make any sense, but it actually works sometimes. Well, if you ain't careful, it'll pinch the bar of your saw when it does this. And that's what happened. And so my saw was hung, and the tree was falling. And I always grabbed, a guy taught me this a long time ago, to grab the starter rope, go to the end of the rope, and hold pressure on it, and it always turned loose of the saw most every time. Well, you also don't need to be at the stump when the tree's falling, because that's a dangerous spot to be. So I was looking up to see about what was up there, and I see this limb that's about to fall on me, so I left the saw. I figured the saw could take care of itself, and I left the scene. Well, the tree got on the saw a little bit and messed the gas tank up pretty bad. But I thought it was a pretty good change out, limb on me versus $200 gas tank on a chainsaw. And I had a new saw up there in the box. I didn't want to go get it, but I thought, well, I'll go get it. So I got the new saw back working. This happened on about a Wednesday or Thursday. And I think it was Monday or Tuesday of the next week, I was out cutting with this brand new saw, and same scenario. And it was cutting cypress, and I don't normally cut cypress, so it makes it, I guess that's why this was happening so much. I don't know. Maybe I had other stuff on my mind. Anyway, this tree, big old cypress tree, pinched my saw again. So I'm holding on to the saw, looking up, nothing's falling on me, so I'm staying there, holding on the saw, and the tree never turned it loose. And it rolled right off the stump and smashed my brand new saw right there in front of me. So that's less than a week later, okay? So what am I to do? I walk out to the deck, and on the way out there, I was thinking about this, and it was like, it seemed so wasteful. There was a brand new saw still back there, smashed under the tree, and it was like, it was gone. It was over. It was wasted. And then, you know, we know God knows everything, and God controls everything. So then I was like, so is God wasteful? Because God let this happen. And it seemed really wasteful to me. And so is God ever wasteful was what I was asking myself. In Psalms 147, I'll read Psalms 147, 3 through 9. Psalm 147, verse 3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covered the heavens. Who covered the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. So, God is, we know God is in control. He's in control of everything. And it says he sends rain, and I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about storms. We get storms that come, they destroy houses and trees, houses burn, vehicles get wrecked. Cows die, you name it. And it can seem wasteful. And so is God wasteful? And yet we're taught from little up, for the most part, to take care of things, make them last. Don't let it go to waste if we can help it. These are things we're taught. I remember when I was a little boy. I say a little boy. I was young, teenager probably. And I was unsaddling my horse one day, and we was always taught to take the back strap off first. You don't ever let the back strap hooked up first. And I don't know where I was that day, but I undid the front strap and did not undo the back strap. And I went to try to pull the saddle off, and I think it was where the horse could just go loose or something. And the back strap was still hung. Well, the ended up dropping the saddle, it fell down under the horse, and most horses won't tolerate that very long. And the horse went to kicking. I had this pretty nice saddle. It wasn't all that great, but back in that day it was pretty good. And this horse went to kicking my saddle, and he kicked until the saddle came loose. So he destroyed my saddle. Not totally. It wasn't like I could never use it, but he broke it up, tore it up. And why do these things happen? When God is, it's very evident he does not want us to be wasteful, and yet he lets things seem like go to waste in front of our eyes. In Mark 14, verse 3, Jesus was okay with Mary putting the expensive perfume on him when it looked wasteful to the others. He said she had done a beautiful thing. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 13. First 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong. This verse gives a thought of intentional living. And so I wonder, are we sometimes wasting our time on earthly things and not living intentionally? A quote I found says, "Life is wasted if we do not grasp the glory of the cross. Cherish it for the treasure that it is, and cleave to it as the highest price of every pleasure and the deepest comfort in every pain." Does God possibly allow the storms, the fire, the wrecks, the dead cows, the whatever, to keep us living intentionally for Him? If so, these calamities are sure not wasted. In the Old Testament, when God's people went to battle against their enemies, a lot of time, if not all the time, God had them destroy all the enemy's possessions, cattle, everything. He didn't want them to have it. And it's easy for us to think, would this not have been a great opportunity for God's people to gain wealth? To get ahead in life, whatever. Or did God see these excess possessions would take them away from God? There might have been other reasons for that. So how do we make sense out of this? It's very clear that God doesn't want us to live careless, lazy, wasteful lives. And at the same time, He seems to not put much importance on possessions, using them as needed to help others. Ezekiel 16, we'll turn to that now. Ezekiel 16, verse 49. And this is talking about Sodom. "Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy." And I'm going to just read the commentary on that that's here. I thought it really explained it well, a lot better than what I could come up with. It's easy to point our finger at Sodom, especially for its terrible sexual sins. Ezekiah reminded Judah, however, that Sodom was destroyed because of pride, laziness, gluttony, and unconcern for the needy within its reach. It's easy to be selective in what we consider gross sin. If we do not commit such horrible sins as adultery, homosexuality, stealing, and murder, we may think we are living upright lives. But what about sins like pride, laziness, gluttony, and indifference to the needy? These sins may not be as shocking to you as the others, but they are also forbidden by God. And that was a new thought to me of Sodom. They actually were being wasteful in that way. For some couple closing thoughts here. Are we willing, after we've been careful not to be wasteful and careless, to give our time and possessions to help others to the point that could feel wasteful to us? And is it possible that we are being wasteful at times by not using our excess to help others. If we're just holding on to too much, it's in Proverbs to prepare for another day. But if we take that too far, are we being wasteful by not using it for God and His kingdom, leaving it for whatever, for ourselves? And another thought I had to think, does God sometimes wonder if His sacrifice of Jesus was that a wasted sacrifice when so many people turned from Him, and He uses His resources to try to pull people back to Him? Just some thoughts I had on that. I think if God wipes out a whole town with a storm, it's probably no more wasteful for Him to do that than it is for us to pick up a napkin and use it on our face and throw it in the trash. That's how much possessions God has. That's all I have this morning. Why don't we stand for prayer?